Director, wanted to take a moment here to talk with you about a provision that was included in the state budget that Governor Kasich signed. It deals with both the Ohio Department of Agriculture and Ohio Department of Natural Resources.
Yeah, you know, first of all, I think it was a good budget all in all. We're pretty fortunate as far as an agency's concerned. We got some additional funding. I think that most people know that we've had a couple of pretty significant dairy investments in this state with Daisy and Meyer, and our dairy division received a little bit extra money to do some of the work that they needed to do. And, of course, the tax provisions, as we look at what happened with income tax and the business tax rate, and that was, I think, when all said and done, that's going to be a huge help for farmers. But, you know, as far as our division's concerned, the transfer of the division of soils, because water, the division of soil and water and natural resources, the soils portion will come to the Department of Agriculture. From an agency perspective, I'm really excited about this. This is going to give us more of an opportunity to be a resource for more farmers all across the state, a lot of our smaller and mid-sized and even large operations. But it's going to give our department more of an opportunity to work directly with those folks and be a resource to them.
Director, do you see this as being a seamless transition?
You know, yeah, we've been working, and I know that a lot of people realize that we've been working on this for quite some time, and we wanted to make sure that when we worked on the transfer authority and when that authority went in the budget, that it was clean, we didn't have a lot of fixing to do. We expect that to just simply come over here. Hopefully, we're going to be transferring all the personnel over here. So the people in the field are still going to be working with the same people that they worked with at DNR. Those people are going to come over here and work out our shop, and we're going to try to even port that phone number over so that we're not even looking at a change of phone. So for the employees of the state, hopefully it's seamless. We've reached out to that division and the Soil and Water Board and have offered them that why this doesn't take effect until January 1st, 2016. We've let them know that we have office space available over here now. So if they want to begin a transition, we want to be able to help them do that so that those people out in the field don't get a shock that this is happening. And hopefully those people or the people that utilize the service will never even know it happened.
For those folks around the state that use soil and water conservation services, what do you want them to keep in mind as this transition takes place?
Well, we want them to keep in mind that we're working very closely with the Soil and Water Conservation Boards. We're working very closely with NRCS. We're beginning to get that ramped up. So we want people to understand that while we're working through this process, that it's our goal and desire for our department to be a resource to them, and that there's as little disruption in service as absolutely possible. So, we would hope that people would view this the same way that our agency does, as a good thing. And as an exciting time, why change sometimes can be a little scary, we're looking at it as a great opportunity for us and gives us more of an opportunity to, again, work with more farmers and more producers out there.
So was this transfer kind of encouraged by Governor Kasich?
You know, the governor encouraged us. We were working through Senate Bill 150 almost 2 years ago, and this kind of came up when Director Zeringer was down talking about their piece of 150, and we were down at DNR. They were talking about their piece of 150. We were talking to legislators about our piece of 150. We were talking to the governor about each individual's piece of 150, and the governor said, why don't we just do this with one agency? Wouldn't that make it simpler? And yes, it would. So that's where all that process started.
All right. Director, I appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes with us today talking about the transfer. Again, it takes effect the 1st of January, but some movement could happen before then.
We want to make ourselves as available to the employees that are over there and to the soil and water conservation program as best we can and make this as seamless a transition as possible. So we're ready and waiting on them with open arms.